This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. What does freedom mean to you? That was kind of one of the bigger questions that we asked in the last hour. You're welcome to give us your thoughts on this day after Independence Day, as we are here live on this Saturday edition of the program. We really didn't get an Independence Day topic last night on the show, so here we are tonight. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free and brought to you by ProXPN. By the way, with you here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Let's go to your phone calls. We actually had Don in Tallahassee on the line here, listening to WVFT-FM. And Don, you had called in about something else, but you wanted to ask some questions about Bitcoin. We went through the Bitcoin topic, and Mark reminded me at the end of the call that you had something else. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was concerning your poll about the, you know, the 10 freest countries in the world, and I guess when you got to Cambodia, I said, well, wait a minute, you know, I mean, how are they measuring freedom? I mean, you know, my dad told me before he died, he says, you know, it's not the form of government you live under, but the amount. And, you know, that's a total government. Pol Pot murdered 2 million of his own people there. And it's no different from, I think, Cuba or China or anything like that. And so I'm really wondering how they measure their freedom. I mean, if someone came to you and had a gun in your face and says, do you feel free? And those guys says, oh, yeah, we're most certainly free, then that poll has been skewed. And a lot of these places that have, you know, like, well, we have now free health care. Well, it's not really free. They force you to buy a government plan. I think of freedom as the ability to make choices economically, to come and go and travel. And if you read Karl Marx's 10 points for taking over developed nations, it lists all the goals that he said had to be accomplished before he could Sovietize America, and that's exactly what it was. You know, it's free education where they can indoctrinate people. They're not, you know, a central bank, a graduated income tax. You go down the list, all those 10 planks have been taken. So America,
well, almost all of them have been implemented.
We did it a few years ago, and I think we had 8.5 what we decided. But yeah, I would agree with you. Now, the poll is the perception of the people in a particular country as to how their freedom affects them.
Do they feel free? Do they feel satisfied?
Do they feel free? So I think that you know, maybe. And I've never been to Cambodia. I haven't studied Cambodia. I don't know a lot about Cambodia. When you say Cambodia, the only thing I think of is Pol Pot, too. But one of my thought processes is who's going to appreciate freedom more is probably somebody who is underneath, you know, abject tyranny relatively recently. I mean, if you hand a submarine sandwich to the average person, you're going to find that the hungriest people enjoy it the most, and the fullest people are like, ah, I wish it hadn't had pickles. You know, so, you know, maybe that's what we're dealing with here. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, good show. I'll just listen.
Thanks so much, sir. Don. Appreciate your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I have to say I like Don's definition of freedom, the ability to come and go, the ability to make economic choices. These are good things. These are definitely freedom-oriented things. And you're right, Mark. We did look at the Karl Marx list of 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And I think you're right. It was like 8.5 several years ago when we ran it down to see how many
had been. Probably should do it again just for kicks.
How many had been fully implemented within the United States. Remember, we've also looked at the 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution, the first 10, the Bill of Rights, to see how many of those are still in effect. And really, it was like not, well, 1 out of 10.
It's only because we didn't know that much about the Third Amendment. Yeah. The fact is that soldiers have been billeted in residences in Puerto Rico. Mm. So, you know, there you go.
There's a violation there.
Yeah. It's
so, yeah, all of the Bill of Rights has basically been violated at this point, and almost all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have been implemented in the United States. And now, apparently, according to Gallup, people in the United States are saying they feel less free than about 8 years ago.
Yeah, I wonder, to me, I don't think the United States is particularly less free from 2006.
I don't think so either.
But I would say that it's less free than 2001. Mm-hmm. I remember we would get on planes, you'd have to take your shoes off and a whole variety of things that have changed. The lines from just a few metal detectors to, and I remember when they didn't have these things at all, but a few metal detectors to this, this stop in East Germany that everybody has to make in order to get on a plane. Mm-hmm. I mean, I find it to be very disturbing. And I think that to a large extent, they took the same employees that were already in place prior to 9/11, and they just essentially deputized them from the federal government and called them, important. And then you saw the changes. So once you give somebody that power, I mean, you think of the Milgram experiment where people were told by scientists in lab coats that you must continue the experiment or whatever the terminology was for them continuing to zap people, provide electronic shocks to people until they died in many cases. People bow to authority. Authority is an amazing thing. It
doesn't even exist.
It doesn't exist.
Idea.
It's just a tone of voice.
The lab coat.
It's a hat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just this thing. You know, why is Barack Obama a more important person than you or I?
He's not.
But
stop thinking of him as though he is.
He lives in that big white house that they built.
He's got men with guns who will defend his life.
Indeed. But that doesn't really matter to my life. I mean, I don't really care about him, so.
But a lot of people do. A lot of people look at the president, whoever the man happens to be, or woman, whoever that person happens to be, and they have this awe for that person, for that human being.
They're special. They're somehow. We elected them to lead our nation, which is just a bunch of hooey all thrown together.
Why do you say that? Why is it hooey?
Well,
aren't they the leader of the free world?
Who's we?
The voters?
The voters? Nope. At least about half of the voters did not vote to have him elect to have him lead our nation. What is our nation? How did it become ours?
You were born here.
Right. We were born inside of a polygon drawn on a map someplace. Somehow that makes us better or something. It's all hooey. Mm-hmm. This whole nationalism elected official thing.
But
that
it's
goes
very
on.
Important, hooey, Mark, to the power of the state, to the entrenched powers, the people who are in control. It's very important to them that you believe in this stuff.
Well, the fact is that you will you'll idolize something more. You'll love something more if you sacrifice more for it. They found that people have a significantly higher satisfaction rating for cars that they paid significantly more for. Mm. These cars do the same stuff that our cars do. They have air conditioning. Yeah. They have radios. They have four wheels. They propel in a certain direction. But the satisfaction rating is significantly more because you've sacrificed more. What have the people inside this geographic area called the United States sacrificed more for than this country?
Government.
I mean,
their lives.
Every single one of us has a family member who's died in what can probably be pointed out as a pointless war throughout American history. People always point to World War II. Mm-hmm. There's certainly plenty of pointless battles in World War II.
My grandfathers actually made it through the wars they were in.
God bless them. I had an uncle who died on Omaha Beach. But
almost all of us have somebody in our family who's been in the military and or has, taken some sort of risk like that with the government.
Indeed. And those are the sacrifices. Even if you haven't died, just the very fact that those people who fought had friends that died on those battlefields.
Well,
no one sacrificed more.
How about the sacrifice of your time as well? I mean, even if you didn't die, you still spent 4 years or 8 years or however long of your life in the service of politicians who inevitably sent you around the world to put your life on the line for their glorification and for the profits of the military-industrial complex. So talk about wasted time, wasted effort. All of those years, you or whoever that person was could have been in their home, their hometown, or wherever they wanted in the world doing something productive with their time, doing something that creates jobs and creates products and services and brings new wealth to the world. But no, they spent those years doing the politician's bidding, and yet they're supposed to be honored as heroes for it.
Don't forget the 13 years in government indoctrination centers.
Oh, yeah.
Or
huge waste of time.
Or their private replicas.
Oh, Mark, now you're saying you don't want to educate children, you darn libertarians.
I love educating children, but what the government school system has 20% of the graduates are functionally illiterate. I think you could destroy the whole system and do that bad.
All right, toll-free number here tonight for your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Dial in at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free of this live Saturday edition. It is, of course, the post-Independence Day show. We're here live. Those other talk show hosts probably take the day off, the weekend off. But we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username tonight is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way. I mentioned earlier in the show when we were talking about Bitcoin that we're going to be at the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's happening in Chicago at the McCormick Place South Building. July 19th and 20th is where we will be, or when we will be there. The where, again, Chicago. You can get your tickets at btcchicago.com. And, of course, you can pay for them in Bitcoin. It's only $100 worth of Bitcoin at btcchicago.com. Great speakers from the Liberty community, also the Bitcoin world. Peter Smith from blockchain.info.
$100 a ticket. You said $100 a Bitcoin, and I don't know what that
means. I said
means.
In Bitcoin.
Oh, I see.
$100, as in $100 worth of Bitcoin. Sorry if I wasn't clear.
What I didn't hear, that's not what I heard, but go right ahead, please.
So Jeff Berwick will be there from the Dollar Vigilante, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, he'll be there, Christina Gorlick from Cloud Hashing, Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum. These are just a sampling of the names of the folks, the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin world that will be attending, and you could be there too. This is the first convention of any sort of Bitcoin type in the Midwest.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Go and check out the details and get your tickets now at btcchicago.com, btcchicago.com, July 19th and 20th. That's 2 weeks.
It's really kind of weird that the third largest metro in the United States hasn't had a Bitcoin event at it yet. I mean,
that may mean it'll be a very large turnout.
Likely. It's also going to be Free Talk Live's first broadcast in the Midwest, too.
That's also true. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So what does freedom mean? We've talked about that it is, you know, here on the post-Independence Day edition. Never really had a chance to talk about it last night. And, of course, one of my pet peeves on this day is when people call it the 4th of July. So when I was out tonight doing outreach, I was out in front of a baseball game here in Keene, New Hampshire, ended up getting kicked off the property. But before that, I managed to hand out probably at least 100 flyers, if not more than that. And then once I was kicked off, I stood on the side of the road and handed out more at that point. So probably handed out a couple hundred or 300 Independence Day flyers that are created by an organization called the New Hampshire or Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And the thing that's neat about these flyers is it essentially talks about secession without using the term secession. So it talks about declaring New Hampshire declaring its independence, and what the benefits of being free and independent from the United States would actually be. And I feel like today's a good day to go out and hit up people with this particular message.
That's what the Independence Day is about, secession.
Right.
Secession of the colonies from, the crown.
So what I was saying to people as they were walking by was very simply, Happy Independence Day, and handing this information to them. And the responses were mostly positive. I didn't get any nasty comments or anything like that. But, you know, what better time to have people really consider the idea of independence for their state? I think it's an idea that needs to be talked about seriously, and that is secession. It's one that's time has come again, and it has come, and it needs to happen on a peaceful basis this time. No more shooting at the federal troops. Maybe it didn't really happen that way, but the story is the South shot at that fort in Fort Sumter. And that didn't work out very well.
No, that didn't work out well. What was the North doing fortifying a fort that was in a, at that point, foreign country anyway?
Mm.
But, obviously firing on it didn't work out well for the Confederates. I'd also like to say that I believe to some extent in Providence. I know that this isn't necessarily where you believe, Ian, but I do believe in Providence. And
what is that? What is Providence?
Providence means the hand of God, essentially.
Okay.
And that, you know, sort of directing history to some extent.
Hmm.
And I don't believe that the South had the hand of God. They might have been seceding, and they might have had the states' rights to secede, but it's pretty clear why they were seceding. They were seceding over largely the right to own people. There were certainly tax, the North was being punitive in taxation and a variety of reasons, but there. Four of the states that seceded cited slavery right in their secession documents. There's no way to deny it. So I don't think that the momentum was there. I don't think that that besmirches secession in any way. How many secession movements have there been since then? Well, I'm not talking about this country. There's basically twice as many countries today as there was 100 years ago. That's a lot of seceding that has gone on in the globe. And secession is just people who have some land deciding, you know what, we'd like to rule ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And their central government can take that however they choose to take that. Generally, they take that poorly, and I would ask you why. Why do you think a central government doesn't want people to rule themselves that wish to?
Would you like me to answer that question?
Well, it's about control and money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if your state leaves the United States, then that's probably billions of dollars fewer worth of income to the United States federal government through the income tax.
Well, that's because they believe they own you, body and soul. They believe that they own your body. Otherwise,
but they have to act like they don't, kind of.
Yeah, but they really don't act like it. Think about it for a second. They have a debt, right? That debt's taken against, I assume, future taxes?
Your labor.
Where do the future taxes come from? Well, they don't even come from me. At this point, with the more than $10 trillion in federal debt, they're taxing my son's child. He's six.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people have the hubris to not just tax you, their serf, but they have the hubris to tax serfs into the future. They can't. They're so bad at managing their money that governments in general are so bad at managing their money that people believe the United States government's going to pay off this debt. It's ridiculous.
Wait, who really believes that?
The banks that keep loaning them money. Or they just don't care.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
Maybe the banks, the people of the banks are making so much money in the loaning process itself that it doesn't matter.
Well, of course, the Federal Reserve, as you know, is tasked with being the lender of last resort.
And the Federal Reserve is just a group of banks, a group of very successful banks.
Who has the power to print money from thin air. So, yeah, what do they care? Right? Oh, you need more money? Okay. Mm-hmm. Write the check and send it in. And they just create it from thin air.
Right.
So no problem.
So
and, of course, the member banks, who aren't necessarily members of the Federal Reserve, the littler banks, they can still make money from thin air. They just have to have, you know, a certain amount in deposits, and they can loan out nine times as much by just whisking it into existence. Poof. Money.
They also take out loans from the Federal Reserve in the form of like mortgages and things like that through your signature. So they create all kinds of money in all kinds of ways. It's all very interesting, but I wonder why they continue to loan the federal government money. Is it that they do think they're going to get paid back? I mean, do you, the listener, believe that the federal government, the United States federal government, which has never not been in debt, is ever going to have the debt be lower than it is today?
No way.
By lower, I mean 10% lower than it is today. I don't mean a little bit like the surplus under the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
That was a tiny, tiny fraction.
That was only
on
a budget. That didn't do anything to the debt.
It might have paid a slight amount against the debt.
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And how do you feel about secession? Is it time to do it again? What's the benefit of staying with the federal government? And it seems like they just take and destroy. Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We have plenty of time for you to call in and take control of these airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out in that way if you prefer. We talked about Bitcoin a little bit earlier, and one of the ways Bitcoin can help make you more free is through passportsforbitcoin.com. There are a lot of reasons why someone like you might want a second passport, or to even go so far as to renounce citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, and it's done all over the world. Whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy or protest against foreign policy, to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge, you might want to get a second passport or change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. Now, obviously, they take Bitcoin, and that's another way that you can be more free. Passportsforbitcoin.com. We can talk more about secession here in moments, because I'd like to know from you why it shouldn't happen. What's wrong with the idea of secession? Because to me, it seems like all of the idea, you know, all of the points are in the corner of secession.
Well,
so
I mean, what you have to ask is what secession is to some extent, too. The United States seceded from Great Britain.
Yeah.
The South attempted to secede, I think did secede, arguably, from the North.
I want to see New Hampshire secede from the United States.
But all that included violence. The suggestion, remember what the suggestion is with revolution. Revolution simply says, if I am more successful at using violence than you are, then I am able to steal what you have. Because the United States government wasn't formed out of consent. Nope. It would have to be conformed out of the consent of everyone, right? Because otherwise you don't have consent.
If it were to be legitimate in my mind, but obviously it didn't have to be formed by the consent of everyone.
I don't see how anyone can call the consent of 51% of the people or 60% or whatever the percentage is legitimate over
just tyranny.
Over the people that didn't consent.
Tyranny of the majority. Let's go to Franklin in Bozeman listening to KMMS Montana. Hey, Franklin.
Yeah. What do I do when I go to Walmart? I say, here's a handful of credit chip coins.
Of bitcoins?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you can't have a handful of bitcoins in general. They're in digital currencies.
Oh, well, I want to give them a check with bitcoins.
There are, as I can tell, there aren't any check writing services that have.
You can't use them at Walmart. It's not exactly.
Well, it's getting harder to use checks anywhere in retail locations.
Yes or no? Is that hard to say?
You can use them at Walmart. What you need to do is go to a website called eGifter.com or GY.
No. You're skewing the deal.
Okay.
I'm walking into Walmart and I want to go up and buy a lawnmower.
Okay, then no, you can't.
And I'm going to give him bitcoins. Is he going to say, yeah, I'm going to take your bitcoins?
No, Walmart as a company does not yet accept bitcoins.
No, we're not going to do that. No.
Okay.
Worthless.
All right.
No, they're not worth. They're definitely not worthless. Right now, bitcoins are worth more
than
any.
Walmart. Walmart's not going to accept them as currency.
Okay. So what? What is your point?
You can't use gold bars at Walmart either. Does that make gold bars worthless?
A bonanza.
What?
Well, what are you selling? I mean, what are you selling? Something to use?
We sell advertising, but if you're asking what the Bitcoin is a decentralized currency that is accepted at various different places around the world. Have you ever heard of Dish Network, sir?
Look, Dish Network and I don't shop. I don't shop at this network.
Okay, that's
all
fine.
Right.
I was just giving them as one example of one company. There's several of them.
I don't care about Dish Network.
Newegg.com. Okay. Well, Franklin.
You're telling me to go down and buy some Bitcoin.
I'm not telling you to do anything, sir. I've never once told you to do anything.
Good deal.
Franklin, there's going to be adopters in the Bitcoin curve. You can be at the early part of the curve, or you can be at the late part of the curve. It sounds like you're more interested in being at the late part of the curve.
It sounds like remember when we Christmas you got a bottle of whiskey, if you gave out two, you gave out one, you got back two or whatever.
That sounds like rambling to me. I'm not really sure what you're trying to say. Can you rephrase that?
Do you remember when you at Christmas time you would say, okay, look, I'm gonna get a bottle of whiskey to this guy, but he's gonna give me two.
Never had that happen to me at Christmas.
Are you
time.
Calling it a Ponzi scheme?
Exactly.
Okay, it's not a Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme is Social Security, but I'll bet you'll spend that check when it comes through. Maybe at Walmart. However, Bitcoin is a currency that people are willing to pay money for. You may not be willing to do it.
The price was recently as high as $650 for one Bitcoin.
Right now.
Bitcoins are worth more. One Bitcoin is worth more than all of the other world currencies combined, sir. If that doesn't give you some indicator of how unique this is.
That is a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
But when I walk into Walmart, am I going to lay Bitcoins down on the cashier and say...
Not today, but maybe next year. Thanks for the call, Franklin. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, Visa and MasterCard didn't start with a million stores accepting Visa and MasterCard.
No, it was American Express was ahead of the curve, and before that was Diners Club. But yeah. I wouldn't have called those worthless...
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit further, and we'll continue with your calls here in a moment, about what Franklin was getting at there, suggesting that, hey, this is a joke. Your currency is nonsense until Walmart takes it. And there's no doubt, if Walmart next month announces that they're going to begin taking Bitcoin, That's a huge game changer
for
Bitcoin.
It would be a huge game changer.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, Walmart's one of the top employers, if not the top employer in the United States. It's a huge company worldwide, and Bitcoin is an international currency. So, like, they should take Bitcoin because it would save them money. Walmart was actually interested. I don't know if you remember this years ago, Mark, when they were talking about starting their own Walmart bank, and the Banking Regulatory Commission, in whatever state it was, refused to allow them to do that because they felt like that Walmart would be too powerful or something. And really, Walmart's motivation was they wanted lower rates on credit card transaction processing. You know, they're paying 2% or whatever the amount is. They wanted to pay 1%. Well, with Bitcoin, they can pay less than 1% on transaction processing fees.
You know, there was a time when Free Talk Live started promoting Bitcoin back in, was it 2010?
No.
I'll have to look at the dates.
2011.
2011? Okay. I have to look at the dates. And, you know, things were much more tenuous as far as Bitcoins. They could have gone one way. They could have gone the other. Frankly, now, sitting in 2014, I just, you know, I mean, you're choosing where you want to be on this adoption curve. Bitcoins have more transaction volume than PayPal. Bitcoins are accepted in major websites across America and some bricks and mortar stores. You don't have to buy everything that you buy on the internet for Bitcoins to be of value. And they're going, it looks like they've got the momentum to really do something. You can choose to be on the front end of that and make some money in the process, or you can choose to be on the back end and really not lose anything. Franklin's not going to lose anything if he continues to go and use U.S. dollars to buy things at Walmart.
Except the value of the dollars.
Yeah, but that's what I use at Walmart. Yep. I don't go generally to these websites and shift my Bitcoins into, you know, gift cards.
By the way, you're incorrect. You said you could go to eGifter, I think it was, or gift.com and get Walmart cards. You cannot do that.
That was last. It was just a couple of weeks ago you could.
Well, then that's not the case anymore. A Gift had them up for a very short period of time, and they removed them. And I don't know about the eGifter site. I've never been there.
They had them up recently, within the last couple few weeks. I'm going to call it 3 or 4 weeks.
eGifter?
I'm not sure which one it was, honestly.
I know Gift had it up for a very short period of time, for like no more than a few
weeks.
Within
the last 4 weeks?
Maybe about a month ago.
Well, I'm sorry that I don't have that information.
Just correcting that for you. But you can get Target gift cards.
You can get all the crap that you want to get at Walmart, at Amazon, and you can do it through gift cards at both of those places. Yeah. There you go.
Well, Gift has Target cards. That's our friend Derek J. Freeman. He shops only with Bitcoin, and so he buys gift cards through gift.com.
And he does it fabulously.
And whenever I go to Amazon, I'm always paying from a gift card now. I mean, it's just it's so much easier. You don't have to put in credit card information. You just plop a gift card in your account, and then when you go back in, if you haven't spent it all, when you go to check out, it says, hey, do you want to use this remaining balance from your last gift card?
Yep. Sure do.
Right through. 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Bitcoin's pretty amazing stuff, but we'll talk to you about anything here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want to discuss right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This live Saturday edition, the post-Independence Day wrap-up, where we're talking about freedom and what it really means. What about secession? Isn't it time for that to happen again? And if you don't think so, then why not? Now, most people in America don't think that secession is the right thing to do. They want to stick with this whole United States thing. Gosh darn it, it was the best country in the whole world. It is the best country in the whole world. Well, wait a minute. There's actually some ranking systems out there. The Economic Freedom Index of the World, the Heritage Foundation has one of them. The Fraser Institute has another one. And in neither of those two ranking systems does the United States fall even in the top 10 anymore. In fact, it's been lowering itself on that list. We've been dropping in a bad way on those lists. So, yeah, freedom, not so much of what it used to be. And maybe it never was what we thought that it was in the past, because certainly the people who have been in charge of the government have always been people who want to control others and themselves on others and live off of the productivity of others and people like you. So why stick with it? It's a failed plan, isn't it? I mean, isn't it obvious by now that this experiment of the United States is an abject failure in so many ways?
Well, it might be an abject failure in the area of freedom at this point, but I mean, you know, there have been times in U.S. history surrounding usually wars where freedom contracts and then will over time increase. So you'll see like the it's not the Alien and Sedition Act, but that was certainly one of those times. There's another act around World War One where they were hunting people down. There was the Red Scare, and you know, the freedom contracted at that time. It has grown at times too. Mm-hmm. You know, the government's loosened its leash, as it were. So I don't know if you can just look at that and make a conclusion.
Toll-free number. Your thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about secession or the Westboro Baptist Church, which we started the show out with, bitcoins, whatever's on your mind goes. Dave is in California. You're on Free Talk Live listening to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, guys, I have been pondering as seriously as I can the question of whether or not secession might be an answer. I'm certainly one of those people that's very concerned. I believe our federal government has gone completely corrupt. It no longer acts in the interest of the people, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a government that gets us into wars for profits. And
Dave, did it ever act within the interest of the people, people who are not in the government?
I believe they have. I believe we have been fortunate to have had both founding fathers and some other White House occupants that have done their best to benefit the people. I believe that has happened. Not maybe.
You know, the founding fathers, really there for it.
Well, the founding fathers, one of the things that I find interesting is George Washington led the Continental Army as in a war of secession, and then sent Harry Lee. This was, I think, the grandfather of General Lee. Against the Whiskey Rebellion. So there was a rebellion. He led a rebellion and then sent troops against a rebellion.
Hypocrite much?
Harry Lighthorse Lee.
Harry Lighthorse Lee. Thank you so much.
Was his father.
But was it father? Thank you.
Yeah. The two major things come to mind. I do believe that if we wanted to, if we have a state that we have some faith in, example perhaps Vermont, where you believe that the state government of Vermont is actually doing the right thing by the people, and if that's the case, could Vermont succeed? Could others, people of other states, say that's, I think, the state I want to be a part of? What happens, though, if your state has military bases that are owned by the existing?
Good question.
Yeah, I believe Burlington has, they're at least close to some Air Force base because they, there's some protests going on about the F-35 up here.
There's some kind of base in New Hampshire, as I understand it, too.
I believe it's been shut down.
Hey, thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. But that is a good question. What do you do about the military bases?
I think you ignore them for a period of time. Mm-hmm. I mean, somehow Cuba's managed to be autonomous. I'm not going to call them free by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
But they're autonomous with the U.S. military base right on the island.
Yeah, I mean, it would essentially turn, if New Hampshire were to secede, that the next day we'd have an occupation, I guess, at that point. We'd be occupied by the U.S. military. So that would be a kind of sticky situation.
And this is kind of what my point is what is secession? What is it?
It's saying goodbye to the United States. We're no longer going to be beholden to your laws, your ordinances, or whatever they call it, the code, the U.S. code. We're no longer going to send you income tax money.
That's what
we're
it
no
really comes down
follow
to.
Follow your ordinances.
Well, they decide when they enforce their rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they can enforce the rule of whatever rule they want, including the rule of you're not allowed to leave, because the Supreme Court's decided that, you know, once
they
state, that the U.S. Constitution is a suicide pact. That once a state signs on, you can never leave. And they've decided that. So what it really comes down to is the choice of paying U.S. income taxes. Now, we have we've looked at this a lot. Now, there's some other taxes. There's U.S. taxes on gasoline and cell phones, and there's probably a few more that you pay and you really can't avoid them. But the income tax is one that people fill out the form. Now, consider for a second that there's only, I think it was 2009 that I was able to look at the years because it's hard to get these numbers. I haven't looked terribly recently, but in 2009 there were 144 million tax returns filed. There are 310 million people in the United States. You can file jointly, so I can't say that fewer than half of the people in the United States file an income tax reform, but I would say that fewer than two-thirds do, or fewer than a third do, more than a third choose not to file an income tax form.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if they're too old, too young, drug dealers, students, make too little, but I can tell you a lot of people who work for themselves just don't file, and the federal government does nothing about it.
Great. I'd like to have the entire state of New Hampshire not file. Let's go to Jeff in Wisconsin, listening to WCLO in Janesville. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I was just calling to say that, one of my ideas of freedom is that if I don't like what you guys say on the radio, I can just turn the channel.
Indeed,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and well, you know, what I really think is that I do believe in the Constitution, and you know, if things don't work out for my guy when we vote, you know, well, oh well, then we'll just have to, you know, work harder the next time to get, you know, who we like, you know, into power to do whatever they want to do.
Well, they do whatever they want to do. That certainly is true. Now, looking back in the last several elections that you've been an adult for, Jeff, you know, have you ever really felt like your guy won?
And did he do what he wanted?
Did he do what he wanted, or did he do what you wanted?
No, my guy didn't win. But,
ever? Your guy's never won?
No, not the last. Oh, I thought you said the last one election.
No, all of the elections that you've been an adult for.
Yeah, you know, there was one or two that I voted for that they did some of the things that I wanted them to do. And I wouldn't
was
say
this
that,
Wisconsin
know,
level or federal level?
Federal, because I haven't always lived in Wisconsin.
Okay. Give me an example. What was one thing that you felt like a politician you voted for who actually got elected did?
And who was it?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. That's a tough question. Wow.
You think it would have been memorable. I mean, that a politician actually did what they promised they were going to do. I mean, I would think you'd be able to easily just snap to an answer on that one. Go ahead. We'll give you a moment to think about
Read my lips.
you can put me on the grill, as so to speak, and I will try to think as I try to be witty, as witty as you guys are.
Well, because it seems to me, Jeff, that the politicians are always lying, and they never fulfill their promises, and they go, in a lot of cases, the opposite of what they promised.
That is something that I totally think that there's a sham there. Mm-hmm. Yes, but.
But the Constitution works.
If you're not willing to get up to the voting booth and do your part and get in your community and do what you think is necessary to get what you think is right for your community, you know, local community, then how can you believe in the system at all if you're not willing to do your share?
I don't particularly believe in the system, but I do believe in using resources that are available to one. So I vote. I will go to the polls and vote during the primary here for the candidates, and I'll pick the least objectionable liar and thief, and I will likely vote for them. I will go up to Concord in my state, and I will vote for the state platform because I'm a delegate to the state convention. I get out and do it, but I still think the system is broken and full of thieves.
Can I ask you this then? If you think that the system is so broken, are you willing to relocate? I mean, is that something?
Stand by, Jeff. I'm going to bring you back here. I want to make sure we have a chance to get your question out and get a good answer here. So hang on. We're going to hold you through the news. In moments, more with Jeff. Are you willing to move, Mark? That's a good question. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hi, Chuck Woldery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.